Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for July 30th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Encountering Parables. An introduction to our gospel reading. Throughout Matthew's gospel, Jesus and his disciples proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven is near. Here, Jesus offers several brief parables that explore the implications of this announcement for people's lives. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good in baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. In our reading today from Matthew, we are presented with a series of these parables that Jesus uses to explain what the kingdom of heaven is like. Now, just as a refresher, when we talk about the kingdom of heaven, we aren't talking necessarily about the afterlife, right? The place where our children's Bibles tells us is up in the clouds. When Jesus refers to the kingdom of heaven, he's talking about what it looks like when God is in charge, when God reigns here on earth. And that's why Jesus often says the kingdom of God has come near or is here, because Jesus is issuing in this reign of God. It isn't something that we are solely meant to experience when we die. It is something that is meant to be experienced in the here and now. And this idea of heaven here on earth, God's will being done here and now, is not always the easiest thing for us to grasp. So you would think that Jesus would teach about it in very plain, detailed, and focused lessons. But rather, Jesus gives us 5 1-to-2-sentence parables with no explanation. Now, my undergraduate degree is not in the field of education, but I grew up as the son of an educator, and I've been married to an educator for 18 years, so I've picked up a few things about education over time. And to me, it doesn't seem that if you are trying to teach someone for comprehension, meaning you want them to understand something, my guess is you shouldn't teach them using stories that don't have a precise or clear outcome or answer. And yet, Jesus does a significant portion of his teaching through parables. So why would that be? Well, this next part of my sermon, as we dive into that question of why would Jesus use parables, is heavily influenced from a terrific podcast that I stumbled across this last week. It's entitled Nerds at Church. Yeah, right up my alley. It's hosted by two ELCA pastors, Reverend Emily Ewing and Reverend Kay Roloff, and along with talking about God and theology, they also talk about stuff like the Muppets and Star Wars. So it's the best of both worlds. I mean, you don't get much better. But what drew me to this particular podcast was that their person that they were interviewing was this prolific Jewish author and professor and theologian who is a renowned scholar in the New Testament. Yeah, you heard me right, a Jewish scholar who is at the forefront of studying the New Testament. Her name is Dr. Amy Jill Levine, and I would recommend just about anything she writes to you to be added to your summer reading list, but especially the book Short Stories by Jesus, The Enigmatic Parables of a Controversial Rabbi. And in this book, she uses history and spiritual analysis to expose misinterpretations of Jesus' parables, as well as make them lively and relevant for our modern readers. And so it's going to be through the work of Dr. Levine that we look at this question of why does Jesus use parables to teach his disciples? First off, I think we should quickly define what a parable is for anyone who might wonder. Parable literally means to cast two things next to one another. It's a comparison. In the way that Jesus uses them, it is a teaching that puts the world of the story that he's creating next to our real world so that we can make a comparison between the two. It's not that they are trying to teach us a lesson about the story world, but rather the world of the story is meant to challenge and critique and to show us a new way of seeing things in the real world. If we ever read a parable and think to ourselves, yeah, that makes total sense, or yeah, isn't that just so sweet, or yeah, this confirms everything that I have sorted out in my life and everything is good to go. If those are our responses to reading a parable, then we might not be approaching it correctly. As Dr. Levine would say, if someone comes to you with a parable to tell you, run. Why is that? Because chances are, they're trying to tell you a story that calls you out on something in your life that isn't being done in the right way. And it's the same way that Jesus would have used them as well. Jesus' parables are meant to help us understand who we are and what we are doing in relation to God's plan, God's will for humanity. And this is why parables are tricky. There isn't a one-size-fits-all or correct interpretation for a parable, because they are meant to speak to us individually. And we each come to our reading of the Bible with our own differing life experiences. And this is why Jesus rarely explains the parables he tells. And even when he does explain the parable, it often leaves room for us to figure out how the story is meant to change us. You see, Jesus could have gone through the crowd at any given time and just pointed at people and started saying, you need to do this more, you need to do this less, you need to trust me more, you need to give more, you need to love more. But instead, he wants them to go out and figure it out on their own. He wants them to take ownership of their lives and of their actions and be proactive in applying his teachings to their lives. The fact that Jesus leaves the interpretation open means he is encouraging us to figure it out together. Part of the process is the important part of learning. And as we discuss what the parables mean for each of us, our interpretations begin to influence and inform one another of varying ways that we approach God's scripture. As we do this thing called faith together. And because there are multiple interpretations of parables, it means that there is not just one correct answer. But we should also be careful to realize, Dr. Levin warns, that not all interpretations are credible. Interpretations that validate the harming or the exclusion of others are not in line with the rest of Jesus' teachings of how we are to treat our neighbors. So with all this in mind, I want you to take a moment and think about one of these parables, the parable of the yeast. I'll read it again here in just a second, but I want you to think about this question as I read it. What does this parable mean for me? Not for someone else, not for the world. What does this parable mean for me? The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. What does this text mean for me? The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. I encourage you to continue to think about this parable today. It's an easy one-sentence parable. Continue to dive deeper into what this means for you and why it's important for you. And then share it with one another. Maybe your realization of what God is saying to you helps open the eyes of someone else. For me, in this parable, which means it may not be right for you, for me, I resonate with the idea that rest is needed. Hear me out. Because you can knead the dough to death. You can continue to fiddle with the dough and keep kneading it, and it'll never rise. What does that mean to me as a pastor? Sometimes, Jesus is telling me, you need to step back and realize that my actions can only do so much in the faith life of someone else. If I try to control and micromanage everyone's little bit of faith exploration in their lives, they'll never be able to blossom into what God is creating them to be. And for a person who likes to do a lot of things, that's a pretty humbling message that God tells me. God has spoken to humanity through the stories and the words of the Bible, both written and spoken through generations and centuries, and continues to do so today. Whether you realize it or not, God is speaking to you. God is speaking both words of challenge to us through the parables about our lives, but also words of grace in the forgiveness that we receive in Christ Jesus that we celebrate at this table in communion. And so my prayer for each of us is that we are open and receptive to to how God's words might be seeking to change us, to making us live into a little bit of the kingdom of heaven, heaven here on earth. Because the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until it was leavened. What does that mean for you? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have 2 Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.